Hello, everyone. We are drawing near to the conclusion of our discussion of the Rambam's Animamin number 12, Ikar Yud-Beis, which is about Bias HaMashiach, the coming of the Mashiach. The Rambam, in his discussion there in those two chapters, which are the concluding chapters of his magnificent masterpiece, the Sefer Mishneh Torah, he asks the question as to how we can be certain who is really the Mashiach, who is the genuine Messiah who has been sent by Hashem to redeem the world. I want to read to you some of the Rambam's like magnificent words because they're so critical. So in Perek Yud Aleph, the first of the two chapters, Halacha Dalad, that's the fourth Halacha, the Rambam writes the following. Please listen very carefully. Miyamod Melech mi Beis David, Hoge B'Torah V'yoseg B'mitzvos K'David Aviv. If a king will arise from the household of David, this is Mashiach ben David, as we emphasize, he must be a direct descendant of David HaMelech, because that was the promise that was given in the Torah to Yaakov in the blessings to the fourth son Yehuda. It has to be a descendant from the tribe of Yehuda, and it's therefore going to be someone who was from the family of David as he was anointed, and therefore that would be the candidate that could possibly be. So Ram writes, if you have someone that comes as a king from the household of David, Hoge B'Torah, who is steeped in learning, the Oseg B'Mitzvos, K'David Aviv, and also not only brilliant in scholarship, but also pious. He is completely preoccupied with the fulfillment of the mitzvos, just like his ancestor David HaMelech. And he understands the essence of Judaism, which is a combination of both Torahs, not just the five books of Moses, the Chamisha Chumashay Torah, the written Torah, but also the oral law, Torah Shabbat Peh, what we know as the Mishnah and Gemara, of course. And then he goes on, if he is that kind of a brilliant person in terms of scholastic ability and knowledge, but beyond that, and listen to this carefully, that he has tremendous charisma, he is truly a leader. He is able to get the Jewish people to accept upon themselves that they should walk in the paths of the Torah. And he strengthens them in even the most minute details of the aspects of fulfillment of mitzvos of Jewish observance. And beyond that, Vilachei Milchamos Hashem, he is also a tremendous warrior who is going to fight the battles of God against all the enemies that surround us. And boy, do we understand and appreciate that, what it means. He's going to tame the completely barbaric and uncivilized world that surrounds us, is constantly trying to incite us and to begin, you know, the path of destruction once again. So if Mashiach, this person who puts himself forth as a descendant of David, has achieved that tremendous success in being able to get the Jewish people to line up, to follow him in the path of Torah study and in fulfillment of mitzvos, and he's successful in also winning the battles against our enemies. So the Rambam says, Harei ze becheskas shehu Mashiach, the very, very famous words. This is a very good bet. You can put your money on this horse, so to speak. But it's not 100% certain. It's extremely likely, given those successes in both the spiritual realm of getting Jews to return en masse to Judaism and the physical realm of destroying all of our enemies that are constantly plotting to destroy us, then in all likelihood he is the Mashiach. But what will bring it over the top? What will give us that complete assurance? So the Rambam continues, Im osav hitzliach, if he goes forward and he's successful in something else, an incredible success, which is Bana Migdash Bimkomo. He succeeds in building the base of Migdash in its proper place, which of course we know means on the Har Habayis, on Har HaMoriah. And the key base Nidchei Yisrael, he has achieved almost the impossible of the ingathering of all the exile of all the Jewish people from all over the world. The Rambam says, that's it. There's no need for doubt. There's no further ambivalence. Harei zeh Mashiach bevadai. Then he is certainly the Mashiach. And so you see the success operates in different levels. It has to be that he achieves tremendous spiritual revival of the Jewish people, that we return to the Torah and to the observance of the mitzvos according to the laws of Torah Shebiksad and Torah Shebapeh, the written law, the oral law, and at the same time he's able to achieve tremendous military success by defeating all of our enemies and bringing about peace within the world. So then that's very, very clear. But if he then goes on to the ultimate success of building the Beis HaMikdash, then for sure we know that that can only be done by Mashiach, and he is Mashiach Vadai, not only Becheskas, not only a good bet, but it is certainly the Mashiach that has achieved this. The Rambam concludes by saying, V'takinus ha'olam kulo, Lavros Hashem. It's not only about us, and this is so critical according to Torah and according to Jewish law, as we will see. He is going to then go forward and he's going to rectify the entire world so that all of mankind will serve Hashem biyachad in a kind of unity. And we see this, he quotes from a pasuk in Sfanya and Paragimel pasuk tests. Sfanya is one of the treyos of the 12 minor prophets, but very important words that Sfanya utters. Ki az ehafoch el amim safabura, that then Mashiach will bring about through God's intervention that he will change the language of all the nations of the earth, and they will speak now a clear language. What does it mean, a clear language? Continues Lekro Kula Mishem Hashem Liyavdor Shem Achad. They will call out, just as we do, they will call out the name of God, and they will all serve him in one unified pattern, just as we do. And so it's very, very important that the Rambam puts the emphasis not only on the salvation of the Jewish people, the physical salvation that comes by the destruction of all of our enemies that are constantly plotting their ways to annihilate us, and the spiritual salvation that all Jews literally open our eyes and see the light, and we now all believe in the truth of Torah and the beauty and the tremendous efficacy of the Torah's ways, and we all become, quote-unquote, religious Jews who serve Hashem with all our heart, with all our might, with all our soul, as we say in the Shema. It's not going to be just limited to that. It's also going to bring about Tikkun Olam, as we daven in the Aleinu every single day, three times a day, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Ne'amavah Hayashem LeMelech Al Kol Ha'aretz, that God has become the king over the entire world. And we have to realize that this is the dream that Judaism has constantly held in store. And it goes back literally to the dawn of Jewish history, which of course began with the first Jew, with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lech lecha miyavcha miladcha miyavcha miyavcha miyavcha. And then what does it say there? I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and I will make your name become magnified, and you will be a blessing. And what is the nature of the blessing? V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adamah. That through you, Abraham, not only will your seed, your descendants that come from you and Sarah, the Jewish people, be blessed and be sanctified, but because of you, all the families on earth will be blessed as well. In other words, this was the very clear, defined mission of Judaism that Hashem made abundantly, clear to Avram Avinu. It's not just about saving the Jews and then, quote unquote, the heck with the rest of the world. It's about using the Jews and the vehicle of Judaism as the means for the elevation, for the salvation, and ultimately the complete perfection of the entire world. All the families on earth have to finally become rehabilitated. Now, we make it very clear that this does not come about through forced conversion. It will come about because of the power of knowledge, the ability of the Melech HaMashiach to be such an incredible, brilliant orator, an educator, and a person of tremendous charisma and influence. And by the word of his mouth, he will slay evil. By the word of his mouth, he will dissipate all of the false philosophies and absolutely, incorrect theologies. And this is very, very clear. And this is truly part of the beautiful dream of Yeshayahu HaNavi, where Yeshayahu tells us the following. Begor ze'ev im keves, that the ze'ev, the wolf, will be able to coexist, to live peacefully with the keves, the lamb. The enemy of the lamb, the wolf, that's the predator, will now live with the lamb. And similarly, v'nomer im gedi yirbatz, the leopard will be able to be there with the little goat, and they will graze together peacefully. So the Rambam writes about this pasuk from Yeshayahu Hanavi, that we should understand that this pasuk should not be taken literally, says the Rambam. Mashal v'chida, This is a parable. This is a way of creating a metaphor, says the Rambam. What is it? Sheyihyu Yisrael Yoshvim Lebetach Mrishei Ha'olam. That the Jewish people will be able to dwell in peace together with the evil nations of the world. V'yachzu Kulam L'dansa Emes Lo Yigzulu Lo Yashchisu. And that will only be because all these other nations will finally come to understand and to embrace the religion of truth, meaning Torah and Judaism, and they will no longer be stealing, they will no longer be violent and destroying, and therefore this is what's going to cause Tikkun Olam. V'nivchu b'cha, by your spreading the message of Judaism, especially with the success of Mashiach, because of his incredible powers and influence and charisma, this will bring about not only a blessing for us, but truly, truly a blessing for all mankind. We don't have time to finish it off completely. I will just add a few more thoughts to this in the final lecture on this, which will come next week. Take care, everyone, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.